Hi, this is Kevin Connolly from the hit TV show Entourage. And when I'm in the tri-state area, I listen to EmpireBroadcastingGroup.com.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good afternoon and welcome to Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly, and our wonderful returning guest this afternoon is the owner at AromaSense Natural Products from London, Ontario. Please welcome back to our show, Cheryl Strickland. Welcome back to the show, Cheryl. How are you this afternoon?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Very, very good indeed. Now, I want to find out from you, Cheryl, what is the weather like in London, Ontario right now?
Today we have, it's about 85 degrees, sunny,
yes,
warm, and no rain for the next couple of days. But then it's going to go down into about the 70s on the weekend.
Okay. We're at that time of year again where I have to say I was woken up probably at about, I think about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning by my 9-year-old son. And he was like, "Mama, I can't breathe. Allergy season has kicked in. It has well and truly kicked in my household." And so that's what we're going to be discussing today. Is we're actually going to be talking about allergies, and we're going to talk about essential oils that can basically beat common allergies and also how to use them. Now, let's start off, Cheryl, by talking about the 8 essential oils that we can use to beat the common allergies. What are these oils?
Okay, they are, let me get my list here. Okay, they are peppermint, lavender, tea tree, frankincense, eucalyptus, clove, lemon, and lemongrass.
Lemon and lemongrass. Okay, wonderful.
Now, these can also be used for many other things, but they're also very, very good for allergies.
Right. Okay. Now, and this is it. When it comes to allergies, they're different things for different people. For instance, my mother, she's allergic, completely allergic to like all forms of pet dander. My father is allergic to pollen. My kids, I assume, are allergic to all forms of pollen and stuff. So first of all, when it comes to using these different essential oils, what are the best ways to use them, as in where, what kind of equipment, etc., do we need to be able to use these essential oils? Do we need complicated things to be able to use them?
Well, the best ways you can do them is inhalation. That would be where you could put into a diffuser and get the droplets to go into your body, or put a little bit on the cotton ball, as we've talked about before, and inhale it. You can also make like a massage oil, putting the essential oil in and just massaging it basically on the abdomen is good. But basically, any way that you can get it into your body, I would say by inhaling. Some people say you can, you know, ingest or swallow them, but I don't really recommend that because there's just not enough known about that or enough scientific information. But anything that's going to get the essential oils into your body is going to help.
Okay. So before we go in and go through all the various different ones, I'm asking for personal advice here. So with my kids, and it started off my son last night, as I said, he was so clogged up. I mean, like, he was just stuffy nose. And the thing is that he's too young to use anything like a neti pot or, you know, to clean up his sinuses. He no Flonase. He doesn't like any of that stuff. So with regards to the essential oils, which one of those essential oils do you think personally will work best for him in order for him to be able to breathe more easily at night? And how should I, you know, use the essential oil?
Well, what I would recommend would be the peppermint oil or the eucalyptus.
Okay.
Now, what you can do with peppermint oil is you can diffuse it, so, you know, get a diffuser going, or even, you know, your a room vaporizer that you have for children, or mm-hmm. you can apply it topically. And also, it's the same for the eucalyptus. The eucalyptus would be a lot stronger. And depending how congested he was, I would recommend putting a few drops of eucalyptus in a vaporizer for the child. Or even
right.
having, you could get a bowl of hot steaming water, put a couple of drops of eucalyptus in, or peppermint, put a towel over it, and have mm-hmm. the child just inhale the fumes. That's an age-old remedy. I can remember my grandmother having me do that when I would get a bad bronchitis or cold when I was a child. And it works. It clears your sinuses.
Wonderful. So either the peppermint or the eucalyptus.
I would say for your son, since you said he was congested, because
yeah,
it helps
clear
out your bronchial tract and your sinuses.
Right. Yeah, because he just couldn't breathe through his nose. It was just
right,
like, yeah. You know, and then like, and then I think eventually when he did go to sleep, he kept waking up because he was breathing through his mouth. So his mouth was getting dry and, you know, so it was a
right.
whole heap of wonderfulness that comes with summertime. So we're going to talk about the peppermint oil. So with the peppermint oil, why is it that the peppermint oil is so effective? What is it about the peppermint oil that makes it so effective?
Well, peppermint acts as what you call an expectorant, mm-hmm. and which is good, and it provides relief for allergies, and as well as when you've got a cold, cough, sinusitis, asthma, and bronchitis. What it does, it has the power to loosen, you know, that congested phlegm, and it reduces inflammation. And these are a leading cause of your allergic reaction. So it calms things down.
Wonderful. Okay. Now, moving on to the second oil. What was the second oil?
I put down lavender oil. It's this is one that you can use just about for anything. This is a good old workhorse, this one. Why it's good, it has a natural antihistamine and many anti-inflammatory properties. So it's good to treat things such as with allergies, you can get skin reactions like hives, rashes, even
mm-hmm.
edema. And so this will soothe things. And lavender also soothes inflamed respiratory passages and sinus passages and will help with the headaches that these inflamed and swollen passages can produce.
Right. Okay, wonderful. Now, the next one is the tea tree oil. And I have to say, I find that tea tree oil seems to be getting very, very popular, but I don't know if I actually have any tea tree oil. Now, tea tree oil, tell us a little bit more about the benefits of the tea tree oil.
Well, tea tree is, it's got a lot of microbial properties to it. And mm-hmm. it's a powerful oil that can destroy airborne, the word is pathogens or things that, you know, cause your allergies. So what I would recommend is diffusing it in a diffuser. It will help kill things that cause the allergies. It'll kill mold, bacteria, mm-hmm. and fungus. And it's very antiseptic and has, as I said before, anti-inflammatory properties. This is one that can be applied topically to the skin without any carrier oil. And this will help kill bacteria and other microorganisms.
Wow. I like the fact that you can use it straight onto your skin. So you don't, because with all the other oils, you obviously have to dilute it either in, depending on what you're using it for, either in water or a carrier oil, etc. So the tea tree oil, you don't have to. You can just use it as is.
No. The lavender oil is also the same. You can use it on your skin, or the word is you can use it neat. Just apply, and it won't, most people, it will not cause any skin reaction. But
okay.
just those two are the only ones that most aromatherapists will recommend that you can do that. It's still safe, really, to, you know, suspend it in something else.
Right.
I would say.
Yeah. Right. Because I'm trying to think. I have, I have the lavender oil, but you know what I did have? You know what I'm just thinking of right now was that I believe like a few weeks ago when we were talking about the different oils, and I think I went out and I got, oh my God, what did I get? I got the sweet almond oil, and I got the other one, which other, was it grape seed? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, grape seed is good.
Yes.
Or you can use another common one's olive oil, because they all... They go into your skin very, very fast. They're absorbed.
Right. So, and what I did was, I think it was with the grape. I think it was with the grapeseed oil. I think I used the lavender in the grapeseed. I put the lavender into the grapeseed oil,
right.
And I used that for my kids for like the little massage and to put on their bodies when they came out of the bath.
Right.
But I didn't use the sweet almond oil. So what I could do, my question to you is, I'm just thinking of moving sideways right now, Cheryl. But if I have the peppermint upstairs, if I use the peppermint and put it, could I use that to basically now like rub on my kid's chest or whatever before he goes to bed? Would that help him with his breathing?
Certainly it could. And also use a little bit of that and put in some eucalyptus oil.
So I could blend the two, the peppermint and the eucalyptus together?
Yeah.
The
peppermint would give you a cooling effect, almost like you get, you know, from Vicks Vapor Rub and that.
Yes, yes. Because I just realized, because one of them I didn't use, I didn't put anything in it yet. So I was like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll put something in it tomorrow. But I just realized, you know, I wasn't meant to put anything in it because obviously my poor kids were coming down with allergies. So I'll put the peppermint and the eucalyptus together in there.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. I want to take a very, very quick commercial break before we go any further. But for all our listeners out there, just to remind you that our wonderful guest this afternoon is Cheryl Strickland, and she's the aromatherapy consultant and owner at AromaSense Natural Products from London, Ontario. Please go visit the website at www.aromasense.ca. Stay with us. We'll be back shortly.
Hello, all. Carol Davies here. Sometimes we can feel stuck and we aren't sure who to talk to. Who can we talk to that wouldn't judge? A success strategist coach, that's who. Reach out to me through my website, thepassionmotivator.com. That is thepassionmotivator.com. And together we will renew the passion in your business, relationships, and outlook on life. I'm Carol Davies, your success strategist coach.
Are you ready to take back your voice and your personal power? If so, then Miriam Vineyard can help you. As a life coach, she can help you go from where you are in life and move forward to where you want to be, working in personal development, empowerment, goal achievement, and relationship revival. If you're ready to take back control of your life, then schedule now at vineyardsofhope.com. That's vineyardsofhope.com. She offers free 5-day classes every month. She also offers a 5-week paid course on the architecture of a goal that starts April 3rd, 2017. Details can also be found on vineyardsofhope.com. That's vineyardsofhope.com. Vineyards of Hope. Let the grapes of hope quench the thirst for change. Vineyards of Hope. Take back your life.
Empire Broadcasting presents The Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly, and our wonderful returning guest today is the aromatherapy consultant and owner at AromaSense Natural Products from London, Ontario. Please welcome back to our show, Cheryl Strickland. Welcome back to the show, Cheryl. We're talking about the top 8 essential oils to beat the common allergies. So we've been discussing peppermint oil. We talked about the tea tree oil, and we talked about the lavender oil. So the next one is frankincense. Now, what are the benefits of frankincense when it comes to allergies?
Well, what it does, it gives you a lot of relief from things, from the stress and anxiety that these allergies build up in your body. But it's also good for reducing inflammation. It helps to boost your immunity, and it can manage pain. So this oil, suspended again in a, what we call a carrier oil, can be applied topically or right on the skin, or again put into a diffuser or a vaporizer and inhaled. So this is going to help with the swelling, say, in your nasal passages that's been caused by the allergies. It'll help bring that down and bring you some relief. Those are some ways you can use that.
Wonderful. The frankincense oil, is it as easy to get hold of as the other oils?
Well, it's not too hard to get a hold of, but it is much more expensive.
Okay.
So it just depends if you want to go to that. And a lot of people use it more for skin care, you know, for in beauty regimes, more than I would say for their health. But it's not too hard to get a hold of. And it's quite a thick, the word is viscous oil, very, very thick. Oh. So you have to know how to work with it.
Right. Okay.
I mean, if you didn't get a hold of it, I would use the other ones instead.
Right.
And cost-wise, it would be much more expensive than, say, your peppermint oil or tea tree or lavender. They're relatively, I would say, fairly cheap.
Right. Okay. Now, the next one is the eucalyptus. And I have to say, I love I love the smell of eucalyptus. It's just one of my... my favorite smells, and I feel like I could spray everything in my room with eucalyptus.
This is a staple in something that everybody's used is your Vicks Vapor Rub. It's got eucalyptus oil in it. And I mean, that's the one that is, it gets rid of congestion. It opens up breathing to your lungs, your sinuses. It improves your circulation, and it is very good at reducing the symptoms of allergies.
Right.
Studies have shown that it produces that cold sensation in the nose, and so things shrink and helps improve the airflow. The swelling goes down.
Oh, okay. Repeat that again, Cheryl. I didn't quite understand that. What was that you said?
No. When you put the eucalyptus on or, say, Vicks VapoRub, you know that cold sensation that you get?
Yes.
Well, what that is... It's reducing the swelling on your body or in the nasal passages. So when the swelling goes down, then the airflow is much better and you can breathe much easier because the inflammation has been tamed a bit there.
Right.
Does that explain a bit more?
It does, absolutely. I mean, that's probably why they have it, obviously, in the vapor rubs. And because when my kids were younger, I have the little machines next to them, they have these little Vicks, they're almost like Vicks tablets, and you put them in, and then basically the humidifier and everything starts to work, and
right.
The whole room smells of the Vicks, and that's why I love the smell of eucalyptus, because it reminds me of babies and Vicks.
Well, and one good thing when you're talking about your humidifier and putting this in there, eucalyptus is a natural antimicrobial. So what it does, it's killing the organisms, you know, the viruses and the bacteria that can cause allergies. So really, it's very, very beneficial.
So okay,
you don't
so
have
basically...
to just put it on your body, like you can inhale it too, but it's also going around in the room and it's killing things. So it's very, very beneficial.
Okay, so this time of year then, it would be beneficial to maybe use the eucalyptus with dilute it with water and use it in a spray can, throughout the house maybe.
Or what you can do, you can add a couple of drops to your dryer or into the vacuum, your vacuum bag, excuse me, and it'll freshen and sanitize them. And you can actually add in for eucalyptus a couple of drops to almost any household item, such as laundry detergent, your toilet cleaner, mop water, all-purpose cleaner, and this helps to battle mold in your home. So that's a prime cause of allergies is mold.
Wow.
It's from the spores in it that get into the air.
Right, right. Wonderful. That's good to know. So, cleaning, when you clean the household, ladies, make sure you get some of this. And then that's the thing is, like, especially, like, you know, it's like all, like, you know, there's always something happening. Doesn't matter what time of year it is, there's always something happening. So I think it's great when you have these natural products around, because I'll be honest with you, there are certain products that clean really well, but I don't like either the smell of them or the way they feel, because they have like too much bleach and stuff in it, you know? Mm-hmm. And so for me, like all these more natural products, it's important to try and find something that cleans just as well, but it's also safe and you know, and can sanitize and do all the extras that these essential oils can do. So that's wonderful. So what's the next essential oil on our list after the eucalyptus?
Well, it's one that's you'd think more, maybe you would use it more in food, but it's clove oil. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very similar to eucalyptus. Because, again, the properties for it are antimicrobial, mm-hmm. antifungal, antiseptic, antiviral, and stimulating properties. So okay. What you're going to do is, much like the eucalyptus and the other ones, all these things are going to either kill off the allergens or help calm inflammation down, and you're going to end up being able to breathe better, or if you've killed the pathogens, then mm-hmm. your environment is going to be much better, and you're not going to be affected by the allergies the same, because it's a nice, calm, clean environment.
Right. Now, the clove oil, I once heard that it can be used when you have, for instance, you know, if you've maybe got a what do you call it? When you've bit yourself, you know, if you've bit your mouth and or the side of your cheek, etc., that clove
you
oil
can.
Is
and
very
it's
good.
It's also a natural pain reliever if people have toothache. That's okay. Often recommended. Just dab a little bit on your gum, and it will bring that pain down. Not enough, I don't think, to cure it, but enough that some people can get to the dentist and get relief. But it is and people when not so much now, but maybe when I was younger as a baby, they used to take a little bit of clove oil, rub it on the gums of babies when they're teething to take the pain away, and it worked.
Okay, wonderful. Now, the next one is lemongrass. What's the difference between the lemon oil? What's the difference between the lemon oil and the lemongrass oil?
Not a whole lot, really. It's got many of the same properties.
Okay.
I think lemon oil, see, that is something that is a little commoner in our culture, because
right.
lemon, we've only known about lemongrass, I would say, maybe the last 100 years or so, but lemon oil, I mean, being citrus, it's grown in Europe, North mm-hmm. America, so it's much, in our experience, it was a much more common oil to use.
Okay. And what are the benefits of those two oils very quickly, Cheryl?
Let's see, lemon oil, again, lemon you use a lot in cleaning. So it's got the ability to cleanse your toxins from any part of your body. Mm-hmm. It helps to purify, and it's good for nausea relief.
Okay.
And if, say, you take you put a couple of drops in water, it'll help to improve your digestion. And it'll also help with cough relief. And the scent of lemon is very, people just like it in their household cleansers. It's very soothing. Things smell clean, and you just know that when you smell that scent, it just feels very, very healing. I love the scent when I do cleaning. That or orange.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, listen, thank you very much. I'm excited, because the first thing I'm going to do when I finish the shows for this afternoon is I'm going to go and get my carrier oil, my sweet almond oil, and put the peppermint and eucalyptus in it. And next week I'm going to tell you how well it worked.
Okay.
So I can't wait for that. For all our listeners out there, just remind you, our wonderful guest this afternoon has been Cheryl Strickland, and she is the aromatherapy consultant at AromaSense Natural Products from London, Ontario. Please go visit her website, www.aromasense.ca. You can also email her at aromasense@live.com or give her a call. The phone number is 519-686-2691. Again, thank you for being with us this afternoon, Cheryl. It's been an absolute pleasure as always.
Same here. Thank you very much for having me.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.